Hello and welcome to Ex-Tumblr Girls, the podcast hosted by two ex-Tumblr girls turned modern Tumblr women. I'm your host, Tori.
I'm your host, Carly.
Let's talk about Tumblr.
I did
I'm
not hear
ready.
that, so I hope the
No.
mic picked it up.
Oh, no. Guys, we literally planned a whole bit of me cracking my can because I'm gonna get drunk during this
Okay.
episode that we've had planned for months. Yeah,
Hear
I
that?
can't hear it either. I can't hear your wine glass ASMR.
Yeah, I think it'll get picked up on the mics,
Yeah,
hopefully,
I don't
or
know.
it'll
I
just
would
be
hope.
silence.
I did the crack so close to the microphone, you would think.
Yeah,
I do know
well,
that with my mic, like if I lean back, you can't hear me at all. Which so like sometimes when I laugh too hard, I lean back, and then when I'm editing the podcast, you'll hear like, and then it just goes dead silent because I'm like
okay.
throwing my head back to laugh.
Yeah, eventually we'll have like a super high tech, fancy
Oh, hell
recording
yeah, we
equipment.
will. We're gonna buy
It'll happen one day.
microphones. I mean, mine was $15. But you know what? She's really serving, I don't know, I was gonna say the US military, but
Serving microphone.
serving Okay, Carly, tell the listeners what you've been up to.
So I achieved what I've been working for literally like the past 3 years, and I have got Stardew with Perfection on my year five farm, which is pretty good. Like when you think about how much you have to do, like every season. I
I
mean,
have no
I know you
idea.
don't. It's a lot. I had to find 130 golden walnuts. I had to become best friends with everybody in the town. I had to craft every recipe, cook every recipe. I had to kill a bunch of monsters. There was a lot to do.
There's m monsters in Stardew
Yes.
Valley?
Yes, you have
Dude,
to go in the
that's
mines.
fun.
It is fun. And now I don't know what to do with myself. I have been decorating my farm like throughout my save so far. So like a lot of people after they get perfection, they just start decorating. I've already been doing that. But Stardew Valley is coming out with an update on the 19th, which it rarely ever does, and it's like adding a lot of new content. And the creator, it's really just one guy. He said that he recommends you start a new save because there's a new farm type. So I will be starting a farm in a new weeks. Like I'm gonna take a little bit of a break and then get back into it. But I'm not gonna be as I've been grinding like while I've been like doing nothing at home. Every day, I just grind like on my farm. Like I'm always texting Tori. I'm like, oh yeah, I just took a nap and now I'm farming. Like
Yeah, literally
it was like a part-time job.
anytime I'm like, what are you up to today? She'll be like working on my farm. And I'm like, okay. Go off, queen.
But I did it. I finally did it. So
And for that,
that's
I
literally
salute
all I
you.
have.
I, much the same outside like the hours that I work, I've been doing fucking nothing with my time, like nothing of value. I am on Tumblr so much. Every week, every Sunday, when I get the like notification from Apple of my screen time report, I have to clear it immediately. I don't want to see it. Because it's so upsetting, because I know it's too much. And ever since the last episode, I thought, based on like previous things in my life, that after recording that episode, I actually would maybe become somewhat disinterested in K-pop for a little bit. Because usually, like, if I go really ham on something, sometimes I like pull back.
Yeah.
Like I don't know, sometimes I see an artist in concert and then like I don't want to listen to them for like a few weeks to a few months. You know?
Yeah,
It's like you hit the pinnacle. I apparently have not hit that with K-pop yet. And I don't think it's going anywhere. But I did fill some time watching some new stuff. Weirdly, I was just talking about this with my mom. I've realized that watching shows not in English is really good for like my attention span because I can't look at my phone while I'm watching TV, which is something I'm really trying to work on, is like being on like a million screens at the same time. So I watched this K-drama called Little Women, which I was like,
I've
that's
heard of
the
it
name of another
actually.
thing. Yeah, I
I remember
actually
seeing it and being like, is this like a retelling of Little Women?
I think one time I may have read the description and like it might be on my old watch list, but I don't know. I was like, I am in the mood to watch a K-drama because my mom was watching a K-drama that she suggested to me, which is just the funniest turn of events. But I wanted to watch a different one. It was so good. It was so intense. It was only 12 episodes and it's a limited series, so there's not going to be another season, which I really like. Personally, I like not having to be like, I'm gonna have to remember all of this in 2 years when Netflix puts out another one.
Or it'll never put out another one.
Right, of course. And so this was really good, but I didn't realize it was 12 episodes. I thought it was only gonna be eight. So I was watching the eighth episode thinking, oh, this is the finale. Like, this is it. And then there were four more fucking episodes, and they're each like an hour or longer. And I was like, Jesus Christ. Like, by the end of it, I was like ready for it to be over because I'd spent all week and like the plot just got crazier and crazier. And I was like, I can't even fucking keep up with what's going on. Like, I was ready to be done.
Yeah, I also watched a K-drama in the past 2 weeks called Hometown Cha-Cha-Cha.
Oh, yes, you told me of this.
It was amazing, and it was 16 episodes, and they were like over an hour long.
Why
So
are
it
they
felt like
so
mini movies.
long?
I mean, I think at least with what I watched, they really focus a lot on character development,
Yes.
which is always a good thing. But I also was kind of ready for it to be over. But
Yeah.
it was very sweet. So it's got like rewatchability in its thing.
I've been kind of getting back into watching movies, which I wasn't really doing for a long time, which I don't know. But I've been listening to a horror movie recap podcast for a few months now, and I really, really love it. And it's making me want to like watch a movie and watch like a whole succinct story in, you know, like 90 minutes to 2 hours. And over the weekend, I had like a night to myself, and I was like, oh, what am I gonna do tonight? And I was like, oh my God, I'm finally gonna watch Past Lives because it's on Amazon. And I've been wanting to see this movie since the trailer for it came out, like before it hit theaters. And or maybe it never went to theaters, I don't actually know. But I've been wanting to see it, and I know it's nominated for Best Picture. And I watched it, and it was so fucking amazing that I was like instantly like top bet five movies I've ever seen.
Well, I'll have to
And
watch it then.
that, I mean, I would say I'm pretty easy to please when it comes to movies. Like, I don't really know a ton about film, but I know a good movie when I see one. And this was a really, really good movie. I cried. It also there was a story from GQ this week about why Letterboxd is getting so popular. And I've never really gotten it. Like, I don't know. I just haven't done it because I just don't watch movies like that, and I never really like felt the point. But I was looking at the Letterboxd website and looking at like the funny fucking one-line reviews people leave, and I was like, this is hilarious. I want to be on this. I think I'm gonna move to Letterboxd the way that I was obsessed with Goodreads last year.
I've also thought about moving to, or not moving, but also going on Letterboxd. I don't really like writing reviews, but I will write, just my stream of consciousness,
Yeah,
like
but
right
I like
after the movie.
the kind of like culture on Letterboxd. It seems to write like a quippy one-liner or like a magazine length review. And I really like the stupid one-liners. Like, I was reading the reviews for Dune 2, Which I had no desire to see the Dune movie, even though I've heard it's amazing. And after reading the reviews, I was like, fuck it, maybe I will see it. Like, it was just so funny, the reviews.
Okay. I will be thinking about it for sure.
I'm saying move there because I've decided to take a social media break. Well, I'm trying. I'm
Except for
taking,
Tumblr, or is
yeah,
Tumblr
Tumblr doesn't
included?
count. I am not ready to confront that addiction. I like actually, I feel no control over it. What I haven't done is checked TikTok in 3 days.
Okay.
And I've only checked Instagram twice, but it's because I was looking for people's emails and like updates for the magazine I'm freelancing for. So I needed to check it a couple of times, like
Yeah.
purposefully. But I haven't been just like scrolling on it. Instead, I am just on Tumblr all the time. The biggest beast is not going on Pinterest because I'm so
Yeah.
addicted to Pinterest because that's where I watch TikToks.
Happens. I feel like everybody eventually goes to Pinterest to get the content that they're
Watch
avoiding
TikTok.
elsewhere.
And now I just watch YouTube, but I watch like podcasts on YouTube while I do other things. So I don't feel as bad about it. But yeah, that's my social media break in heavy, heavy air quotes that might just turn into a letterbox addiction instead.
Hey, that's an improvement, though. That is an improvement.
Yeah, I think I feel better for some reason when my screen time is spent on like watching movies and TV than it is
Yeah.
scrolling on social because I feel like I'm investing in like a story that somebody worked on and like maybe getting something critical thinking out of
Yeah.
it. Whereas like when I scroll on TikTok, I just feel the brain rot.
Yeah, and you're also looking at ads every like
That's
30
so you're
seconds.
looking at ads in everything. Everything is an ad on that fucking
Yeah.
app.
I know they've really gotten bold with how often they're putting like actual ads, not this like the
I
sponsored
know it's like
stuff is
every
like
five posts.
it's ridiculous. It's ridiculous.
And with how fast the content is on that app, you literally are seeing it every 30 seconds. It's insane.
Yeah.
And
Yeah.
then YouTube disabled ad blockers. I'll never forgive them for that shit. I'll never forgive
Yeah.
them for that shit. The fact that I'm on my personal laptop that I paid for and I'm having to watch 40 seconds of YouTube ads during a Cody Ko video, go kill yourself, CEO of YouTube. Whoever fucking
True.
approved that, I hope you lose your job. That's my beef for the week. Thanks for listening.
We're canceling YouTube now.
Guys, we're gonna cancel a lot of things. That's, I'm gonna finally get along to making an email that the listeners can send things into, and maybe that's when we'll do an episode on things that we should cancel, and we'll let the
Yeah.
listeners cancel things too.
Yeah. Yeah. So start brainstorming, guys.
Yeah, brainstorm what you want to cancel, and the next time we meet, I'll have an email available. I'm saying this now, so I have to do it, and then we'll cancel things together in a
Love.
few weeks to a few months' time.
Sounds like a plan. Okay. So are we ready? Because
I'm
I'm ready.
so ready. I'm so excited.
I have been practicing because I have a lot to cover. And
Charlie's been
so
grinding for this episode.
I grind. I grind every day. I have a grind set.
She's on her grind set.
And my grind set is Twilight. So Twilight, I'm gonna be covering Twilight, specifically the fandom. But I will be doing a brief recap of the movies. I didn't read the books, Tori didn't read the books.
I've
So
actually never even seen the movies.
I thought, oh, you did listen to a recap of the first movie.
Yes, the horror movie recap podcast that I listen to, which is called Too Scary, Didn't Watch, is doing all of Twilight. I listened to what is the first one called? Is it just called Twilight?
It's Twilight, yeah.
Okay. I listened to the first one, which they literally go scene by scene, line by line. So I feel as though I have seen it.
Okay.
And I was listening today to the episode about Eclipse because New Moon is on their Patreon. I don't pay for their Patreon. So I was like, I'll just
Okay.
skip it. It doesn't matter.
Well, that'll make it a lot easier. So I hope I don't need to explain the very, very
No,
basics.
and I think I know a good deal of the plot just from like tangentially seeing it through social media throughout the year. I feel like it's impossible to not know broadly
Yeah.
what happens in Twilight.
And that's how I felt going into it, like committing to watching all the movies, which I started
Yeah.
like probably a year ago at this point is when I watched the first one.
They're all on Netflix right now. I could watch them if
Yes.
I wanted to,
They're on
but it's just,
Netflix.
yeah, right
I watched them on
now.
Hulu.
Oh, maybe I'm thinking, yeah, maybe it was
Yeah, I
Hulu.
think it's on Hulu.
I just, it's one of those franchises at this point where I'm like, oh, I've never seen it. And people go, what? And now I'm like determined to keep it that way. The same way I've
Yeah.
never seen Star Wars, Lord of the Rings, or anything by Quentin Tarantino. I
That's
just like
valid.
things the way that they are. I don't feel the
Yeah.
need to work on it.
Yeah. But I knew most of the plot going into all these movies, and what I didn't know ended up to not even matter. So
Great.
in my basic recap, I will not be covering a lot of the like action and plot because famously the Twilight books are known for having no plot. And so the movies like took what they can and made it into like an actual movie, but not a lot happens. Like when you really think about how many movies there are and how long they are,
Did you know that
nothing
that
really happens.
franchise made billions of
Yes.
dollars?
Billions. It was extremely successful.
Like,
And
that's
I'll
fucking nuts.
Yeah. And those are just the movies, like the
Yeah.
box office. When you think about probably everything else they sold, right now, ColourPop has a Twilight palette and
Yes.
they have a serum that you put on your body to make you
A body
sparkle.
shimmer to make you
Yes,
sparkle
which I
like the body
love.
of a killer, Bella.
Yes. This is.
I know the classic lines. I know this is the skin of a killer, Bella. I know, Bella, where the hell have you been, Loca?
I
And I
love
know you
that.
nicknamed my daughter after the Loch Ness monster. Which are like,
Yes.
that's the holy trinity of lines from
Yes.
Twilight.
Yes.
Other than the baseball scene, that's like a whole thing of its
We
own.
love the baseball scene. So I'm gonna get into it. I'm looking at the time.
Okay.
So we're going now.
Go.
Okay. So we're gonna cover basic lore first. We have the vampires. This is really, the meat and potatoes of
The
the
Cullens.
whole yes. So there's a few things that make them different from other vampires. They sparkle in the sunlight. They
Oh, I thought you were going to mean the Cullens specifically, and I was like, I know something.
What do you, what do you, what were you gonna say?
They don't drink real human blood, right? The
Yes.
Cullens, they're vegan.
No, they drink animal blood, so they're not really
Oh,
vegan.
they're human vegan.
So they need blood, but because they're ethical vampires, they just, take blood from blood banks, which is definitely more ethical.
Jesus.
So they're super fast and super strong, and the directors use that at every chance to make them just move from one part of the room to the other really fast. It looks really ridiculous.
Behind the scenes of Edward running is so fucking funny.
So some have random superpowers for no explainable reason.
Right.
Like
Edward can
a
read
character,
thoughts, right?
yes. Alice, she can see the future, which is literally the reason for that is as a plot device because it makes it very easy to move the plot along when she can see what's coming.
Yeah.
And then Rami Malek can control the weather. That's a
Rami
big
Malek
one.
is in these
He's in the last movie
movies?
and
Okay.
he comes in and
He can
he's
control
like,
the
he's literally the avatar. Like he's controlling the four elements and it's funny.
Okay.
But their main power, I would say, is excessive hoardiness. Like this is actually like canon that they, when they are like newly turned into a vampire, they are so horny that they like destroy houses like having sex. So yeah. And then
I do know from the first book that Edward doesn't want to have sex with Bella, or maybe it's the second one because he's like afraid he's gonna like literally rip her in half.
yes. The Mormonism is coming out.
It's so Mormon.
It's really Mormon. And then the other thing about vampires is the Volturi, which are these scary Italians that they do drink human blood and they kind of have power over
Specifically
them.
Italian.
Yes.
That's so good.
And they have power over the world. And there's one really scary woman, Jane, and she can like, she just, her superpower is just be like pain. And then they like, she starts torturing them with her mind. She's really
Okay.
scary. All right. So that's the basics. The werewolves, I mean, I'm not even really going to get into it. They're werewolves, but they're technically shapeshifters. And just because of all the controversy, which we'll get into a little later, I'm not going to get too much into the werewolves. But
Yeah, I know very, very baseline information about like Stephenie Meyer appropriating the names and some like history about a native tribe,
yeah.
but completely fucking it all up so bad that she might as well not
Yeah.
have done it at all.
Yeah, it was,
Everybody
it's really
wishes she
bad.
hadn't.
It's really bad. All you really need to know is that there's a feud between the vampires and the werewolves. A lot of the
Yes.
times things are described as, oh, it's a wolf thing. Like Jacob will always say it's a wolf thing.
Great.
And a lot of it is, it's kind of, you know, fuzzy for me because I don't remember a lot.
It's
But,
it,
okay,
my
Twilight.
contribution.
Twilight is the first movie and probably the only movie you should watch. I think it's a great movie. It's kind of iconic. It's also the only movie or directed by a female director, and she did well. She did well. So what it happens in this movie is Bella moves to Forks, Washington, and she meets
Yes.
Edward, and the scent of
And
her
he's
blood
like,
has
she
him.
smells so fucking awful.
He is like a gagging in biology class because the scent of her blood is so intoxicating, and he acted so bizarre and just like ran out of the room, which, you know, she was like smelling herself, like what's going
She's
on.
in her long khaki skirt per the text.
Yes. And then there are a few other moments where he like shows up out of nowhere, or he like, you know, comes out and like stops a car from crashing into her, and so it does not
Yes.
take her very long to clock him as a vampire. And that's where the whole scene is like, the scene
It would
happens where he
take
comes out.
me forever to make those things add up to
Like, I
vampire.
know what you are. You're a vampire. And he's like, yeah, this is the skin of a killer. And he's sparkling, iconic. And then the only other, I mean, she also meets Jacob in this movie, and he's from the Kulette tribe, who are descended from wolves. And he's also always shirtless. And then
Always.
there's the iconic baseball scene.
Does he have long hair in this movie?
Yes, he, I think
Okay.
he has long hair in the first and the second. But yeah,
That god awful wig.
yeah, so it was bad. Then there's the baseball scene, which if you haven't actually seen it, like you should watch it because it is iconic. Like it's cinema, the best scene in
What
all of
those
television
stupid
history.
uniforms. Those stupid
Oh,
uniforms.
I unironically love the baseball scene. Like it was a great introduction to all of their powers and like what they're actually capable of.
Yeah.
And it's also like building the Cullens as a family, like in terms of a character.
Right.
I think it's
Naturally.
amazing. And also Super Massive Black Hole is like the soundtrack behind it, which is just perfect.
Do these
10 out of
movies have
10,
good
no notes.
soundtracks? Like
Yes.
overall? I
That
feel
is
like
one
I've
thing
heard that.
I do have to say about it. Like the soundtracks are amazing. And I remember when I was like, probably, I mean, probably like 12, like when the movies were coming out, is that I listened to the soundtrack because I thought it was so good for like Breaking Dawn.
I'm trying to
So I
think
do
of
have to say
what
that.
song it was that was so iconic on that soundtrack that
I know that
like
there was
people still
Breaking
listen to.
Dawn, there was Sleeping At Last had a song.
Didn't Grimes have a song on one or multiple of these
Probably.
movies? I feel like that was her era.
Yeah, I wouldn't be surprised.
I'll find it eventually.
Okay. By the end of the movie, Bella is like dead set on becoming a vampire and being with Edward for the rest of her lives, despite
Right.
literally in the end of the movie almost dying and breaking all of her legs. And she's like, I do want to be a vampire. Yeah, she breaks all her legs in the end, but we don't have
All
time to cover why. We don't have time. Okay, so next, New Moon. My least favorite movie.
Is
I
this
you
all where she
cannot.
goes through the multi-month depression and just
Yes.
stares out the window for 3 months? And in the books, it just says October, November,
Yes.
December.
So you could not pay me any amount of money to watch New Moon again. It was actually
Damn.
painful to get through. Like the scenes were just so
I
long,
heard
and
it
like
was really
nothing
bad.
happened. So why she's depressed is because Edward decides to leave Forks because he's realizes that he's putting her in danger. So she has a depressive episode that literally lasts months, and she becomes suicidal because when she is like being reckless, she hallucinates Edward. So she starts like doing these like thrill-seeking activities to like hallucinate Edward because she's
Okay.
literally ill. Other things that happen in this movie, Jacob gets some character development, and then his werewolf reveal happens. And then there's the "Hey Bella, where the hell have you been, Loca?"
Loca.
line.
Who fucking wrote that? Who?
I don't
I think
know.
they're the
Somebody is
only
to
person that should
blame.
profit off this franchise.
So then she literally jumps off a cliff, and
What?
Alice, she literally jumps off a cliff to kill herself. Alice sees this in a vision, tells Edward, and he's like, okay, well, now I'm going to kill myself. So he goes to the Volturi because in order to kill yourself as a vampire, they need to like rip your head off. So Bella meets him there to stop him from killing himself.
How does she
And
know?
I don't remember,
Okay.
but the Volturi only let her live because now she knows about the vampires and like, you're human, you can't know. But he promises to turn her into a vampire, so they let her go only on that,
Okay.
stipulation. So at the end, he's like, marry me, obviously, because he will not turn her into a vampire or fuck her until they're married.
Because this is a Mormon fantasy.
Yes. We're also supposed to believe that Edward has been a virgin for like 150 years or something.
Wait, he's a virgin?
Yes, or so
No.
we think. No, he's supposed to be a virgin. He's traditional, as Bella says, and he wants to wait till marriage. So
He's
yeah.
in 100 and some years, he's not gotten married before. Also,
No.
then there's the plot hole of the fact that he's 100 years old and decided to stay 17 for, or like he's pretending to be
Yeah.
17.
Well,
Like,
so. What so the Cullen family, the father figure, it's also weird because they're all dating, but they're not actually related. It's just like a
right.
found family type of thing. But the head of the family, Carlisle, what he does is he turns people who are only about to die. So Edward had tuberculosis, and so he bit him like while he was dying from tuberculosis. So
He
he,
looked really
was
sexy
immortalized.
for 100 and some years ago.
So he was immortalized at that age, and you don't age past
Okay,
that. So
but
he
the
had no
thing
choice.
is, like, okay, sure, you were immortalized at 17. Do you have to keep cosplaying going to high school for the
I
next
don't really
100 years?
know.
You
That was
get
never
to go to
explained why
biology
he's.
every fucking year?
I really don't understand that much. It was a lot. And also, none of them actually needed to be there, but I
Right.
digress.
Like, you're 100 and some. You don't need to go to history class. You are
Yeah.
history class.
Okay, next movie, Eclipse. I don't really remember anything that happens in Eclipse.
Skip right the fuck over it. Who
All I remember
cares?
is there was a newborn baby army, like newborn
A what?
vampires. The baby army, there were newborn vampires, and when they are freshly turned, they like need blood. So a bunch of people start dying everywhere.
Okay.
I don't really remember how that ended or if it was actually important.
Oh yeah, wasn't
There's
the whole
also.
plot of the first movie like the Volturi were killing people and the Cullens are like, we have to stop them? And
Yeah,
Bella's
so
dad is
there's.
a cop. So
Bella's
that's
dad
how
is a
she gets
cop.
involved, right?
Hashtag justice for Charlie. I actually do unironically love him.
He's so
But
sexy.
I know. I know.
He's so sexy.
So I don't actually remember a lot of the drama between the Volturi and the Cullens, but it is there.
Right.
The Carlisle was a part of the Volturi. He was like their secondhand man, and then he left. So I
Sure.
think that probably contributes.
Okay.
But in the eclipse, in Eclipse, there's a lot of character background, like flashbacks for each of the side characters, which is not really
Okay.
necessary. And this is when the Confederate soldier is revealed,
When they
who
reveal
is.
that Jasper fought for the Confederacy.
Yeah. totally not necessary. Like she easily could have made it another war, or just, not made him a
Any other,
racist.
also, like,
Like,
yeah, why did he have to be fighting for the
I don't know.
If he
And
was
then,
there, he could have fought for the
I don't know. I have no answers.
North.
The only other Eclipse had a lot of like love triangle stuff. Like she basically has decided on Edward, but Jacob will not let go. There's a scene where he has to, because she's so cold that Jacob has to cuddle with her naked because, I don't know, whatever. And
Your
there's
clothes
the
would get in the way of the
iconic,
body heat, of course.
yeah. And then there's the iconic line where they're like, Jacob and Edward are fighting, and she goes, "Stop. From now on, I'm Switzerland."
What?
Iconic.
Wait, does she ever hook up with Jacob at any point? Like, do they ever
They
kiss?
kiss. They do kiss. I don't really
Wow, what a
remember
filthy
how it
whore.
happens. Wow.
Well, that's what the
It like you mean
Mormons would
it.
say.
Yeah. Okay. So at the end of Eclipse, he proposes. Like they're like,
It
we're getting
takes
married.
three movies.
Yes. And then Breaking Dawn, part one.
Part one.
It starts the day before the wedding. So they, they are not wasting any time. The wedding is gorgeous. Their kiss was actually porn. Like I would constitute it as porn. It was disgusting. And so the whole like setup to their honeymoon is that Bella's staying human for their honeymoon, which everybody is really confused about, and Jacob is very upset because vampires, when they're horny, they're dangerous. So everybody's like, he's gonna kill you when you fuck. He also has never had sex for 104 years. Like, okay. So very
My brain
dangerous.
went bricked up till Sunday.
So they go on their honeymoon. The first night sex scene was like 25 to 30 minutes long. It was so long.
That's like a third of a movie.
I know. I'm not even exact. Like it was actually grotesque. They start by making out in the ocean because of course they have a private island for their honeymoon. And then
Naturally.
they come in, they, they kiss and fuck. And then in the morning she has flashbacks to them fucking. Okay, cool. We definitely needed all of that.
3 hours ago,
And
fantasies.
then the day after, she's like, I'm late. The day after. Okay. So she's a pregnant immediately.
Because this is what shows that Stephenie Meyer was Mormon, because no one knows they're pregnant one day later.
Yeah. So this is
That's
where
not
things start
even
to
how
get.
it works.
Yeah, this is where things start to get really confusing with vampire anatomy, because vampires are not supposed to be able to procreate, especially not with humans.
Oh, is that why
So,
she stayed human for the honeymoon, so that they could have kids?
no, they were not,
Oh.
they didn't think this would happen.
Why'd she stay human for the honeymoon then?
Because when you first turn, you're like sick because you're like so hungry.
Oh.
So she didn't want to be sick for her honeymoon.
Oh,
Because she wanted to like
right.
enjoy her last day as human, whatever.
Sure.
So she's immediately pregnant and everybody is freaking out because it's supposed to be impossible. And so they're like, we have to leave, we have to go. And so the reason why how it's justified that she gets pregnant immediately is because the baby is growing too fast, since it's like got like superpowers and stuff, and it starts starving her. So this is why I thought this was a horror movie, and I was like actually traumatized by this movie, because she becomes so like sickly thin because the baby is like starving her.
Oh my
And
God.
so the movie becomes a pro-life commercial now. Everybody like chooses a side, and she wants to keep the baby, and they're like, you are going to die. So she has to like drink blood in order to not die. And it's like, she's like, yum,
Couldn't they
whatever.
not turn her while she's pregnant?
They didn't, I don't know why.
Like, I feel like that'd
I
be
mean,
an
the baby
option.
would probably die because then,
But the
like,
baby's already a vampire.
I
No,
don't have the
wait. I
answers.
have a question. Can you be born a vampire?
No. So I'll get it. So by the end of the
Oh,
second movie,
so.
they kind of figure out like what her deal is, the
Okay.
child. But when Bella goes into labor, like 2 months after their honeymoon, she literally snaps in half. She's like, she gets up and her body goes, and she falls to the ground. Her kneecaps break as she's falling because she's so weak because the baby has been starving her.
Oh my God,
And then
she's
she
just
dies.
so frail. She's so skinny and so frail.
It
She's
was
so
like literally thin
coquette.
spo. So she dies giving birth, and then they get the baby out. Edward is like biting her everywhere to try to like give her his venom, and he takes his venom, which looks like jizz, and he puts it in a syringe, and he just like stabs it into her chest, and then he's doing like chest compressions, and she's not waking up, and so they tell everybody that she's dead. Obviously, she's not dead. She eventually like. The venom like heals her and she wakes up, but she's dead for like a few days, I think.
Day?
Yeah. And so,
God
okay,
damn.
we have to move on. I cannot spend much time on
Okay,
this.
okay.
So the baby has been born and is being
Renesmee.
held by one of the Cullens. Jacob comes inside and he immediately imprints on the baby
Yes.
Renesmee. So imprinting is
Nessie.
a wolf thing, and it's bad. It's bad. So other imprinting, like what it was shown, like in the other werewolves in the tribe, is that they're all like dating and they're like obsessed with each other. And that's kind of, I mean, you know what imprinting is when you like think about in terms of like, baby ducks and their mother. It's just like a bond that's formed.
I unfortunately was not thinking about it in terms of real nature. I was thinking about it in terms of Alpha Omega fan fiction on AO3.
It's
That's the
basically
only
the
place
same
I know
thing.
it from.
It's basically the same thing. So now he imprinted on her, he's obsessed with her, and there's no going back. And
And
he's
she
like,
is
I
a
can't stay
newborn
away.
baby.
She's a newborn baby. And
And he's like,
so
fuck.
like after she wakes up, this is in the next movie, part two. This is when the whole like you name my baby after the Loch Ness Monster, or you nickname my baby after the Loch Ness Monster happens.
So who
And then,
named the baby Renesmee while she was dead?
no, okay, this was the name that Bella had thought of. So
Okay.
while she was pregnant, she came up with two names, if it was a boy or a girl. So the girl was Renesmee, which is a combination of, I think, her mom's name and Edward's mom's name, Renee and Esmee.
Sure.
I want you to guess what the baby for the boy name would have been.
I
EJ. Edward Jacob.
I shit you not, I was trying to think of what the combination of Edward and Jacob would be, and I was like, Edge Cub.
Jed. No, it's EJ, Edward Jacob, right on the nose.
I knew it and I didn't say it
I'm
fast enough.
sorry, I should have given you more time, but we don't have
I was trying to think of a ship name for the two of them, and
it.
like I was like, nothing's coming to mind.
But yeah, that was a choice she made. And
Okay,
then the other thing
great.
that happens in the second movie is that a distant relative of the Cullens sees Renesmee and thinks that she's an immortal child. So they think that the Cullens turned a child, which is very frowned upon, and it's like illegal. It's a crime because
Illegal
when
to who?
the Volturi, the
Right.
Italians, the mafia, and so because when children are turned into vampires, if they have a temper tantrum, they will like kill a whole village and it's
Oh,
bad. So it
slay.
does make sense. So she goes to the Volturi and they're like, you need to go after the Cullens. And then when they get there, the girl's like, I've got blood in my veins. She's got a beating heart. And they realize that what will happen with her is she'll grow up to the age of like 30 and like stop aging and then be immortal. But
Wait.
she can live off human food.
Is R Renesmee goes to the Volturi in the this is Breaking Dawn Part 2?
No, so a relative of the Cullen sees
Oh,
Renesmee
okay. I'm
and does
following,
not
yeah.
ask questions, just goes to the Volturi.
Gotcha.
And so now they know that the Volturi is after them. So they gather their vampire friends, and this is where Rami Malek comes in with his avatar powers. And then the werewolves also fight with them. There's an epic fight scene. It all ends up being a vision, and then nothing happens. And then in the last like 5 minutes of the movie, they sprinkle in a little future of Renesmee all grown up in a relationship with Edward.
Her father?
Not Edward, Jacob. Sorry. Sorry, Jacob. Still not good,
Dead
but not her father.
silence. The dead silence where I thought you were just like, yes.
No. I'm so sorry for the jump
Okay.
scare.
Okay.
That's it. That's my recap. I did it.
Wait, that's the end of the franchise?
Yes.
Oh, so the war scene isn't real, it's just a vision?
Yeah. So
And
Alice, the
they
one that could see the future, shows the Aro, the head of the Volturi, and they don't really tell you. And then after the fight scene, it just kind of cuts, and she's like, "See, we shouldn't fight because this is how it ends. All of you die."
Oh.
It's kind of a cop out, to be honest,
Yeah, I was gonna say
because
that's a lame ass ending to be
I
like,
know.
look, here's the war that would happen. But it doesn't.
What I'm guessing happened is like Stephanie Meyer's editor told her, "This is too much. Too many people die, and like people are going to be upset."
I
That's my
feel like
guess.
my bet would be she wanted to write another book, and they were like, you have written too many.
End it here,
They
please.
were like, four is enough.
Yeah. So that's the end of the franchise. Those are the
Wow.
movies. That's all I remember. Obviously, there are other things that happen, but
But none of
nothing
them
important.
matter. None
No.
of them
The
matter.
rest of it is a backdrop. It's just so that there's something to like drive the story forward. But if there was no need for a plot, it would have just been Bella and Edward and Jacob and just
Right,
them
and
pining
Bella
over
and
her for the whole
Edward
four books.
having like life-altering, body-breaking sex.
Yes, pretty
After
much.
marriage, of course. After marriage, of course.
Yes, yeah. Only after marriage. Okay. So now we have to cover the controversies. Before I get into the fandom, we have to cover the controversies because there are quite a few.
Oh, yeah.
So, Steph.
Oh
What?
God, I hadn't read past point three. I didn't see the bottom two in the controversy
Oh,
list.
yes. So we'll start with Stephanie Meyer because what a woman.
Here's the
She
thing.
did
I
that.
feel like everyone always says of Stephanie Meyer, either people are being like, she's a weird Mormon, or people are saying, like, this is the only trilogy author I respect because she wrote her book, she got her bag, and then she fucked off and stopped being a public figure. Which is not true. Suzanne Collins did that too. But, like, I think everyone thinks that Stephanie Meyer is a good person just because J.K. Rowling is not.
Yeah, I
And
don't
I
think
don't know
that.
shit about Stephanie Meyer, where unfortunately I know a ton about J.K. Rowling because she never shuts her motherfucking
Yeah.
mouth.
I mean, J.K. Rowling set the bar pretty fucking low. So,
Exactly. So I feel like everyone's
I.
always like, Stephanie Myers got her bag and then left the scene. But they're literally making new Twilight content. And wasn't there like a gender bent Edward
Yes.
profile?
Yes, there was. So. I don't know much about like her public presence.
Yeah.
And she's been public about like her Mormonism, but she doesn't, it's not like she's, you know, talking about politics or anything.
Yeah.
But she received a lot of hate, and like for the books, and
Really?
not all of it was really for the right reasons. Yeah. I mean, the Twilight books were super hated when they were out in the
My sister read
2010s.
them in high school.
So from the few people that I've talked to who read the books, they said that like the biggest thing they could take away from the fandom at the time, also they were a lot younger, is that the bullying in real life for reading Twilight was actually a problem, where
Oh
like
my
there were
God.
whole fandom communities for anti-Twilight.
I
So
mean, I do feel that happened with anything young girls like. But like, there
yeah.
were truly, if you liked One Direction, there were girls at your school who were gonna bully you for liking One Direction. Same thing when you let when Justin Bieber was the thing before that, like it, big time,
Yeah.
like you always got bullied for something as a teenage
Yeah.
girl.
And that's kind of like it's in the same vein as
And
that.
to be
And so,
honest, when you know enough about Twilight, It's one of those things where you're like, maybe we should bully people about this.
Yeah. So a lot of people treated Twilight as like the worst thing to happen to literature. And yeah, that's got misogynistic
50 Shades had not
undertones.
been written yet.
No.
After
So
had
I feel
not
like
been written yet.
even though there's some misogyny, she's also very deserving of criticism because the books have so many problematic elements. So we're going to start with the Mormonism. So this one,
Which
I think.
is not, I guess,
Yeah.
inherently problematic.
So I'm only bringing this up because it is a controversy that, you know, if you don't know that she's a Mormon, it might go over your head, but otherwise, it does not go over your head. It's pretty
No,
heavy-handed.
when you know that this is like Mormon MyChem fanfic, and also I think it's more obvious in the books I've heard because of like the way that Bella talks, the way her outfits are described, like how insane the sexual tension is for no fucking reason, and then they wait till marriage. Like it's got weirdly obvious religious undertones.
So I watched a YouTube video of from a person who was in the Mormon church, and they basically like they went through the plot and they also went through the Mormons' idea of the great plan of happiness, and it's basically a direct metaphor. And it's also how Bella exists is very close to the Mormon church's doctrine for how women should live their life. Like, you know, waiting till marriage, you know, valuing family, even though she does like abandon her dad multiple times. And then, you know, the ideas about like chastity and female sexuality are pretty regressive. And I mean, you listen to the recap. It is what it is.
It's regressive. That's the correct word for the series.
Also, we're supposed to believe that Edward is like a 100-year-old virgin. And I just don't believe that. Like, I just really
No.
don't. And
Especially when you take into account, they're like, well, when you get turned, you're super fucking horny. But it's like, you're telling me Edward was like 17 or 18 in like the 1890s and he was so horny and he didn't do anything about it? Did
I
Mormonism
don't
even
believe that.
exist yet back then?
No, I don't think so. I don't quote me on that though.
Yeah. Don't quote us
But
on anything ever.
there is an argument to be made that Twilight is actually like a rejection of the Mormon story. Just because in the books and the movies, Bella's sexual desire is very evident. Like they, you know, the whole book is basically about how horny she is for Edward and how you know, she wants to fuck and she wants to be turned into a vampire. And those kind of go in the same because fucking, getting married and being turned into a vampire are all basically the same. Just it makes the whole franchise just a big metaphor for self-control.
And
So
desire. Yes. And also then the whole struggle between like which man should I choose is like also that's like a little illicit. Like that's a little sinful to have two men you covet.
And so yeah, at the end of the day, it was a fantasy, like for Stephenie Meyer. Like Bella is definitely a self-insert. And Twilight, like it turned people on because if you look at the fan fiction that was written, it's pretty clear that people were horny for Twilight. So
I'm just thinking of like the early 2010s and people being like, have you read Twilight? And being like, oh my God, I love vampires. And then when they like have their sleepover, they're like, I want to fucking brawl. And then they go to school and everyone's like, werewolf freak.
It's like, yeah, kind of. So, other controversies is the abusive relation dynamic between Bella and Edward and also Bella and Jacob. He literally watches her sleep. He's very possessive, controlling, follows her around everywhere. In the last movie, this one really got me. He tells her to her face that he didn't think she could handle any of the obstacles that she's faced.
That's funny
He's
as
like,
fuck.
I've underestimated you. I didn't think you could handle any of this. Like, I
And
had
like
no faith in you.
I thought well, I was under the impression from my limited knowledge of Twilight that Bella and Jacob had known each other for like a long time, that they were like friends
I
for
don't
a
really
while.
remember. It was, I think that like maybe when they were kids, they knew each other, but
Yeah,
she
I
had
thought that
moved
was kind of the
to.
imp oh.
Also, her dad had was living in Forks, so I there might have been like a relationship between her dad and Jacob's family.
Right. I think that's what it was. Because I was gonna say, I thought they had like some type of like long-term relationship, and that's why Edward hated him, was because she had like stronger ties to Jacob than she did to Edward.
Yeah. I'm sure that's part of it. I could not tell you any details
But
though.
it's of course of like the that's my woman, not yours.
Yeah.
Her
Yeah.
body belongs to me. The smell of her blood is so intoxicating that I feel like I'm gonna vom.
Yeah. And Jacob, I would say that Jacob is a little bit more problematic in terms of how he interacts with her because there are multiple times where he grabs her, he kind of like kisses her out of the blue. It just does not respect any of her decisions.
Oh, cool.
But also that ties into the racism. So Meyer uses the Quileute tribe of Northern Washington. She used them without their permission. She didn't give them any royalties. She stole their stories and their histories and completely bastardized them. So like the origin story that's told, I think, in the second movie, is just really twisting like their actual beliefs into something that's just turns it into mythology and fantasy.
Yeah.
So that in itself is really bad. But then when you put into perspective like how the werewolves are racialized in contrast to like the very white vampires,
Yeah.
it just gets really racist.
Well,
And
yeah, and I maybe I should look this up, but is Taylor Lautner white? Like just white?
he has very distant Native American lineage, but he doesn't identify as Native American at all. So
And
that was a very poor casting choice.
okay, yeah, it says, oh my God, when you look up Taylor Lautner ethnicity, it says raised as a Roman Catholic. Lautner has Dutch, French, and German. You would never guess that that guy is Middle European.
No,
But
but
I think they obviously very intentionally casted a white person who has like deep olive skin.
yeah, because it's racist
Yeah, because they were
and
like, he looks like a werewolf. Like he's like exotic, like a werewolf.
yeah. So, and because Jacob, even though he is white, he is racialized in the movie. And he's just shown as much more aggressive. And there's
Yes.
constant mentions of his like animal nature and how he like, can't control himself. And all the werewolf like lore is not good when you actually think
Yeah.
about it for like 5 seconds.
I do feel like maybe I heard this on a podcast where they were talking about Twilight. It might not have been the Too Scary Don't didn't watch one. It might have been another, but they were saying how like Edward is posed as this like Prince Charming who like has so much self-control and like respects Bella enough to wait for the wedding, and like Jacob is characterized as someone who like wants her so bad, like has to have her right now. Like,
Yeah.
and it's that idea of like lack of control versus control, and it's,
Yeah.
racialized as white people who fought for the Confederacy have so much
Yeah.
self-control.
And then got to their land and demanded a peace treaty and turned it into a feud. So very
Yeah.
problematic. And then when you also, the last little bit is that the Jacob and Renesmee relationship that's heavily hinted at the end of the movies. And so he prints on her as a baby, and Bella is righteously like very upset with him. And it's like, you imprinted on my daughter? She's a baby. And he's like, it's not like that. Like, it could be platonic. Well, obviously, it fucking wasn't. He's a liar.
Yeah, and it's like, especially if you've made it such that other characters, it's like, well, everyone who imprints on each other starts dating. It's like, okay, so you're just gonna say like, here's a couple week old, he's gonna imprint on her, just wait till she gets older, just
Yeah, it's just justifying grooming. It's a long-winded way to justify grooming.
yeah. And also like, he
So,
kissed her mom, like not even kissed, he lusted after her
I
mom.
know. And that's so the lore kind of leads into that and in saying that the reason why he was obsessed with her is because of Renesmee inside of her,
Oh.
like her egg.
Oh
Yep.
my God.
I can't even, they don't even mention that in the movies. I just heard that about the books. But yeah,
Oh
weird. All right, but now we need to move on. No time to waste.
my God.
All right, so now we're gonna get into the fandom. The fandom, they're called a few different names. Twihards is like the main one.
Yeah,
Then there's
that's what I always.
Twilighters, vampires. I didn't really hear that much, but I did put it
I
in there just
always
because.
heard Twihards.
Yeah, Twihards is a big one. Also, there was like a subsect of Twihards that were Twi Moms, which were
Oh.
specifically moms that love Twilight, which is kind of iconic. So I go over like a basic timeline. So 2005 is when the first book came out, and then by
Wow.
2008 is when the first movie was released. Can you believe we were
Were the
5 years old? It was
books
crazy.
done when the movie started coming out?
So by I think when the first movie came out, Breaking Dawn had just been released as a book. That's what I think.
Okay.
But yeah, so the first Twilight film was released in late 2008. And the films were not expected to do well. And the director, Catherine Hardwicke, says that she actually didn't think the studio, or she thinks the studio allowed a woman to direct because they didn't expect it to perform well. And then it performed really well. And then they chose male directors for
Yeah.
the next three
So
movies.
on the one I was listening to today about Eclipse, they were saying that Eclipse and New Moon were filmed so close together that New Moon was still in post prod. So they had to get a different director for Eclipse because the director for New Moon was still working
Damn,
on
they
post
worked
production.
fast. That's
Yeah.
not like that anymore.
No.
But yeah, so from 2008 to 2012, when Twilight got some like mainstream popularity with the movies, they were seen as like really cringy and bad, and they were pretty much universally hated among people that weren't fans. Like
I was
it
gonna
was
say, I
either.
feel like I remember being so popular.
It was very popular, but then it was also super hated. So it's
Yeah.
kind of like it really is like One Direction
Everything.
or any other like
Yeah.
media that's popular with teenage girls. But it's just because I found so much content from people like in like back in the 2010s. Like there was one controversy in I think it was 2008 that like Twilight ruined Comic-Con. Because for the first time, like they had a panel of the actors at Comic-Con, and it brought a lot of Twilight fans, and all of the like comic boys were very upset about this, and started protesting the existence of Twilight at Comic-Con. So there's like
Like,
things
get
like
over
that.
yourself. You're all
Yeah.
nerds. This is a vampire werewolf
I
fiction book.
know,
Like,
I
come
know.
on.
And it's not like it was because of the problematic elements. It was
No, it's because it
not
was
because of
liked by
that.
women.
Yeah. So the another thing that happened in the fandom that's kind of random, but I had to put it in here, is that Twilight fans started musical groups inspired by the saga, and they were called Twirockers. So some of the band names are just absolute. I just love them. So there's the Bella Cullen Project, Forks High School, the Twilight Music Girls, the Cullens, Twilight Empire, Mandala at Twilight, and my personal favorite is Glitter and Vamp.
I
I
would,
love
these
that.
are all serving.
No. And they would perform at like Twilight events for the fandom. Like there was
That
a
is, oh, that is
yeah.
so good. I'm wanting to call it something, but I'm not wanting to say that word on the
What, serving
podcast.
cunt? Correct. Okay. So moving forward to 2015, that is when Life and Death, Twilight Reimagined, the Gender Bend retelling gets
Oh,
published.
so I don't even feel like most people know about this.
No, because so not this. I don't
Which
think
is
she
kind of
actually wrote the whole
bizarre.
thing. It's because she only wrote the first book, but she when you look at like a Twilight saga like book set, like the whole thing,
Yeah.
Life and Death is in there along with Midnight Sun, which is the one
What
from
is.
Edward's point of view.
Wait, there's multiple from Edward's point of view?
No, there's one from Edward's point of view called Midnight Sun, and then Life and Death is the Gender Bend.
Right.
So I want you to try to guess like what a male Bella's name would be and what a female Edward name would be, because I'm just curious what you would do if you were the author. Something that
Okay.
makes sense.
I'm thinking like Ben and Everly.
Wrong. We have Beaufort Swan,
What?
nicknamed
Off.
Bo, and then we have Edith Cullen.
Edith?
Edith.
Do you mean Edith?
No, it's not spelled like Edith. It's spelled like, I mean, it might be pronounced Edith, but it's not spelled like that. It's like
How is it spelled?
Edythe.
Oh my God.
I just want to know, like, nobody thought of there were any better alternatives, because I feel like there might have been at least one better alternative.
Yeah, for
Like
sure.
Ellen, you could have done Ellen. That's more normal.
Yeah. Edith, but it's spelled bizarrely. What was the gender bent Jacob?
I don't know the answer to that. I'm gonna look it up though, because I'm curious.
If it's not like Jackie, that's gonna be insane. Probably something wildly appropriative.
Julie.
Oh, whatever.
So that's not that bad.
So
It
we have
could be worse. It
Beauford,
could be
Edith, spelled
edit.
weird as fuck, and Julie.
Julie. They. Okay. And they change every single character. So it's, why? Just why? But moving on.
So now, in the gender bent version, is it the exact same story, but all the genders are swapped, or is the
Yeah.
male lead a vampire?
No, it's the same story. So
Oh.
she wrote it because what she says is that she was offended by people calling Bella like a weak character and saying that she was, oh, like she was obsessed with her love interest, and that was like a stereotypical thing for a female character to go through. So she's like, well, I'll just write it in the reverse, feminism, which
That
is,
solves all problems.
yeah, totally not problematic anymore. So cue the pandemic. And the pandemic, so I would say the Twilight Renaissance, which is what it's been called, like
Yeah.
in multiple
I've seen that
publications.
on TikTok.
It's probably started like closer to 2018, but a lot of people attribute the pandemic to like its like widespread
Yeah.
popularity again
You're
because
bored in the
everybody
house and you're
was.
in the house bored. Like,
Yeah.
and you gotta fucking do something. And if there's all these movies that are like whack horny, like,
Yeah.
yeah, you're gonna watch them.
And 2020 was also when she announced the spin-off novel Midnight Sun from Edward's point of view.
Oh.
The first 12 chapters were actually leaked back in 2018, but she said she would never publish it. And then I guess, she needed money, so she decided to publish it,
She
which
was like,
is
oh, I'm
totally
bored.
fair.
Everybody's at home. People are getting into
Yeah.
reading again. Like, book talk is about to pop off.
Yeah. And so, but now it's a little bit of a different vibe now in the Twilight fandom. Now everybody's in on like the Twilight is bad joke. It's camp now.
Yeah.
And
Now
also
it's like
everybody
fun
kind
to
of,
have Twilight parties.
yeah. And now everybody has a little bit of a more critical gaze since, aging 10 years.
Yeah.
So that has made the fandom a little bit more positive. And also the fandom is more so focused on fanon, so like developing a lot of headcanons for side characters is a huge part of the fandom now. And
Yeah.
I didn't find a huge like Twilight fandom on Tumblr, which I'm kind of upset about. But I did see some like mood boards of some of the Cullens that are
That's
like
really
less focused on.
surprising
Maybe
because
I told you what I found instead, and I'm just, maybe it's just that I'm now not ever gonna go back to look. So that's that.
But it's surprising given that like the fans who would have been fans in like 2012, even if they were 15 then, they're like 25, 27 now.
Yeah.
And that is like Tumblr's prime audience is like late 20s.
Yeah. I'm sure that there is a community there. But I wouldn't say it's as big as I had expected, especially
Honestly,
since it
I feel
was a
like they're on
huge fandom.
TikTok.
Yes,
They are
there is a
not
big,
ashamed.
no. No.
Try hards are not
But
ashamed.
the TikToks I've seen about try, they're funny. They're really funny.
They are really funny, and I love people who reenact scenes from Twilight like dramatically with their friends because they're so fucking funny and the acting is better than the clips I have seen.
Yeah.
But I also think it's so funny to like it really has become like common cultural knowledge, even the side characters, because I went to a Halloween party last year and the host had a wall that was like groups of either like horror characters or monsters or like things from Halloween themed movies, and it was like fuck, marry, kill, and there was a Twilight fuck, marry, kill of Cullens, and I knew who they all were even though I'd never seen it, and I was like, well, easily I'm gonna fuck Alice Cullen, like she's gorgina, like and everyone was like, oh my God, I would marry Edward. And it was that night that I found out that Edward is like this Prince Charming. I thought he was an asshole.
No, that also surprised me. It was more so like the possessiveness that was like the problematic element, and also just the creepy, like watching her while she slept and stuff. But he's very chivalrous and traditionally like, I don't know. I wouldn't say traditionally masculine, but kind of like what people think masculinity should be is like being polite and,
Yeah.
treating your woman and your
He's a
wife with
gentleman.
respect. Yes, a gentleman. That's
You
the word I
know,
was looking for.
maybe what it is that there are so many Twilight fan fictions, and the male leads in those are always such insane abusive assholes. And I just assume that they are Edward spinoffs because, like, we all know that 50 Shades of Grey is Twilight fan fiction. And then we all know that After, which is Harry Styles fan fiction, is fan fiction of Sh 50 Shades of Grey, which is based on Twilight. And I always just assumed that the male lead is playing the Edward role. So I think I just assumed Edward
Yeah.
was an abusive dick.
So that's actually a great segue because the next section will be a deep dive into the Twilight fan fiction fandom. So this was in the early 2000s, not in the Twilight Renaissance. It's kind of died since then. And I call it the Twilight fan fiction fandom because it kind of was a fandom in and of itself. And a lot of people in the Twilight fandom kind of hated the books and they just were there for the community.
That's
And
I'm I relate to them so hard.
yeah. So they were like one of the biggest fanfic communities at the time. To put it in perspective, a fandom-run charity auction for pediatric cancer research raised over $200,000. And these
Oh my
were so
God.
this is over the course of 3 years, but the auction was only for a week at a time. So only, over the course of a cons not a consecutive, but a total of 3 weeks, they raised $200,000, over
Oh my
2,000.
God.
So they were active. And some things that set it apart from other fandoms at the time was that most fanfic was the main couple, Edward and Bella, and straight pairings are usually not the most popular ship. Usually it's.
Yeah, but I feel like they probably were back then.
But not based
No?
on what I saw, because other big like fanfic communities that were like at the same level of Twilight were Harry Potter, and the most popular one was Dreary. And then Naruto, which I couldn't tell you what it is, but it is an MM ship.
It's Naruto
okay, sure.
and
So
Sasuke. I
we can cut it out if you want. We don't need
I'm
to let the
keeping it in.
listeners know.
That's just me. It's not, I've never read it. Let me fucking clarify that. It's just
Outed.
that I know that the character, I know the main characters' names.
Okay.
We're
And
once again
she
wearing the same outfit.
I know, I was just thinking, I was waiting to take my sweater off because I was like, if I do this, we're both going to be wearing the same exact outfit as last time when we realized we were wearing the same outfit.
Oh, we're so in sync. Anyway, I guess it does make sense that the ships that are not in the canon are the most popular to get fan fiction because you don't have any, like,
Yeah.
a lot of the most popular ships, I mean, I was going to say don't even have like connections to each other in the books. Like they don't even have undertones. That's not the case with Dreary. There are undertones there,
Oh
but
yeah.
I feel like people pick the two characters that like have no interaction because then you can build whatever you want.
Yeah. And that's what the Twilight fanfic writers did anyway.
What was the
So
top? Was there like a top gay Twilight ship? Was it Edward
I think it
Jacob?
was. No, I think it was Edward and Jasper with the first one, and then
Oh,
Edward and Jacob was after that.
that
But
kind
another thing that sets this fandom apart is that most Twilight fanfic writers were not actually involved in any other fandoms. This was like their first and
of
only fandom. So that's interesting, and that kind of plays into some of the drama that happens. So a lot of this happened on fanfiction.net and some other
Oh,
forums, but fanfiction.net was the big
fanfiction.net.
one. No.
I miss that website.
I think it's still around.
I
It's
know,
just
but it's
not.
like that's where I read my first fanfic ever. I'm pretty
Me
sure.
too.
Oh, you know what? It might have been LiveJournal.
That was another one that was mentioned that
They were
consistently
where it was
had
at
fanfic.
in the early 2010s.
But Twilight fandom kind of became more like the romance novel fandom, and the fics were just consistently out of character. And factors that contributed to these like out of character fics is that like the quality of the Twilight books were declining, and so people were just less interested in the source material.
Well, if you're telling me the first one came out in 2005 and the last one came out before the first movie came out at the end of 2008, that means she put out four books in 3 years.
Yeah, and you could tell
Yeah.
based on the
Do you think
quality.
she had a ghostwriter or do you think she was like out there grinding on her fucking laptop?
I wonder if she like was like working with her editor and probably had like a big long document with a like kind of a mess, and they had to split it up in four books and like have her fill in some of the gaps maybe. Just because
Maybe.
when you look at it, not much happens. So I
Yeah.
just can't imagine that it took her that long when really nothing happens. Also, there were too many.
Fake books, though, aren't they?
They are.
They're
I
like
really
big
don't
as
know what the fuck
hell.
she fills them with because
It's
I
just Bella
really could
being
not get through New Moon.
thirsty.
One thing that I found really funny is that another unique part of Twilight fan fiction is that the vampire biological variables were just too much to handle. So that's why people were writing these all human fics. Because in the last book, Bella gets pregnant and kind of like goes back on all of the like
The
canon
existing
that,
lore.
yeah, that, you know, vampires couldn't procreate, and it just kind of like happened, and people were upset about it at the time. I don't really know why. I guess they liked like the pining and were just upset that it ended with this like nuclear family happening.
Well, you know, I
But
would say that a pregnancy does ruin most romance novel stories.
yeah, that's especially her pregnancy. Like, it was not like she
I'm
was
going to be
not
pregnant
glowing.
and in pain for 2 months, and then I'm going to literally break in half and
No,
die. Like, that's not sexy.
it's not.
They were there for sexy.
Yeah, so people were like, is there a point to him wearing a condom? Like, will his vampire semen just like
Wears a
break through
condom?
the condom? Well, people are like, what do we do? Like, it seemed like she
Oh.
got pregnant immediately. And we
I
thought
thought
that
you
this
meant
wasn't going to
in
be a
the books
problem.
he wore one after they got
No,
married. I was like, what?
no, no. But it was more so when people were writing this, like these porn fanfics, they're like, what are we supposed to do? Like, does his semen sparkle? Like, people were really asking these questions. And
They were asking
so,
the important questions.
really, and I mean, as I said before, despite like chastity being such a main theme of the book, the fanfic was filled with graphic premarital sex, which goes into 50 Shades of Grey, which I is a
Graphic premarital
crazy,
sex.
crazy origin story. So it's
Okay.
not.
I have never read 50 Shades of Grey, but I am a Patreon subscriber of Binchtopia, and they are doing a bad book club where like once a month or every couple months they read a book that is notoriously bad and then they recap it, like literally scene by scene. And they recapped 50 Shades, the first one, like a couple weeks ago. And I was walking around my apartment, like cleaning, doing dishes, making dinner, like going for walks with my dog with my jaw on the ground.
I like I don't even want to know. I'm sure it's awful.
You do not want to know.
It was wildly successful, which is crazy
Yes.
when you
I
think
think it
about the
was.
quality.
I'm thinking that 50 Shades was really popular. Well, no, I know for a fact that it was really popular with like bored housewives and like moms who weren't getting it anymore. Because this also didn't know that the main character, whatever the fuck her name is, it was like 21 in the book and he's like older than her. And he also is like her employer, I'm pretty sure at one point. Like, it's very confusing.
Oh, good.
But there's like a big age gap. And it's like this fantasy where, like, well, this is gonna be a whole separate thing for me, but of course she's a writer,
Oh,
right? Of
of
course she's a
course.
writer. And she's going to interview him for the college newspaper. By the way, it's also set in the Pacific Northwest. That's where
Okay, so
all of these
she
are
didn't
set
try.
because of Twilight. Even after the Harry Styles fan fiction is set in the Pacific Northwest. They all said it has to be in Forks, Washington.
Well, and like another big like question about 50 Shades of Grey is if it's plagiarism or not, because some people will say, oh, it's like so heavily inspired by Twilight that can it really be considered original fiction? It's not. But it is heavily inspired by other fan fiction that was written at the time. So the first very popular BDSM fic that was published in the Twilight fandom on fanfiction.net was called The Submissive, and that spawned a lot of similar fics with using those same tropes. And this happened with like a lot of different tropes, and it happens in other fandoms too, where
Yeah,
like
always.
and like one of them, one of the examples I saw was that there was like one really popular fanfic where Edward and Bella were both tattoo artists. And so then a bunch of tattoo artist fanfictions came out after that. And it just was kind of what happened. I mean, it's fan work, so you're not really
Right, people write
expecting.
fanfic based on fanfic. Like, they see a trope that they like, and then they think of their version of the story, and then they write it because that's allowed.
And this is just a part of fanfic communities, and it was a part of the Twilight fanfic communities, was that they really value collective collaboration. Which means that most fanfic written was derivative of other Twilight fanfic, not even
Yeah.
the source material, but other fanfic.
Yeah. I feel like every fandom has the one fic that is so prolific that everyone is writing either that same trope or with the same characteristics or with like the same kind of like plot structure. Like there is always a couple fics in the fandom that are so notorious that the rest of the fan works are fan works of that.
It's not that rare. Also, another part of like the collaboration is that like beta readers are, they're not doing it paid. They're doing it, volunteering by literally editing other people's fanfic. And there's just kind of this code of trust that happens in the fanfic community that this work will not be used for financial gain. It's something that's for archive purposes. It's not for like not for to be used by capitalism.
So is the allegation that the author of 50 Shades stole it as a beta reader?
No, so it
Okay,
was
that'd
that
be
was just
funnier.
one of no. Fortunately, the drama is not that juicy. But her fanfic is just very reminiscent of a lot of the other fanfics.
Got
And then
it.
the reason why she got so popular is because the way that she marketed the fic was like just as a like a marketing professional, like she really took it seriously, where she
It
was
was
posting short,
originally a fanfic.
yes,
Oh, wow.
and it was one of these BDSM fics that spawned after the main most popular one, and so how she got really popular was that she would post short updates really frequently, and how this works on fanfic.net is that like kudos which is like the archive equivalent, would happen per chapter. So you can archive multiple, or you could kudos multiple chapters. So the more chapters it had, the more reviews it
That's
had.
how Wattpad was.
Yeah, so that's why it had so many views. It wasn't necessarily because it was very good. And
Dude,
eventually,
Anna Todd did this. Is that the author's name? I think it is. Anna Todd did the same shit. If you look at the original after on Wattpad, those chapters are like 2 pages long max. They
yeah.
and there's like 5 million of them.
I know. I remember. It became a like a really common
Well, yeah, people would be like, post
tactic.
another update in 2 days. Like,
Yeah.
and I was like, just post the whole thing. Like, just
I
wait.
know.
I love
But
now that my fanfic reading habits are like, let me scroll through a tag. Okay, there's 5 new ones since yesterday, and they're all 10 to 20,000 words long.
No, like the writers that I like read now, it's like they are, this is their part-time job.
They are authors.
They are writing.
It's so crazy when an author's note. I saw one recently that it was like, hey guys, so sorry I haven't posted an update recently. Like, I just gave birth to my baby and new motherhood is really challenging. And
It's like, here you are writing
was like, I
K-pop
didn't
fan
hear you.
fiction.
Don't expose me like that.
Sorry.
I'm just kidding. They all know. But yeah, like, it's just crazy.
But what E.L. James did, on the other hand, was
Who
she
the fuck
got
is
really
E.L.
popular.
James?
That's the author of 50 Shades of Grey.
Oh.
So once she got super popular, she pulled her fic off of fanfic.net and used that, like used the audience that she had already grown to start marketing her book that she decided to self-publish. And she
She's
kind of like,
self-published?
yeah, so she went through like a really small micro press, so it
Oh,
was
okay.
technically not self-publishing, but everybody kind of calls it self-publishing.
Yeah.
So she kind of like urged her community, because she was such a big writer in the community, to go buy the book, review the book. And that, because of how many people were on there, that is what like got the book up to number one on the Amazon
So
bestseller list.
crazy.
And then after she got all this success, she decided to block everybody. And she just completely cut everybody off. And
Oh my God.
it
She said,
was,
fuck y'all.
and it kind of created a rift in the fandom. And that's why it's kind of dead now. It's because after this, the fandom kind of split on people that were like supporting her and people who were completely against it and thought it was unethical.
Who can you imagine? Like, you have an internet friend who's uploading Twilight BDSM fic. And then all of a sudden one day her fanfic is gone. And then you get like a message in like a forum that it's like, hey guys, go buy my book. It just got printed. And you go buy it. And now like it's been however many years. And someone's like, tell me something crazy about yourself. And you're like, well, I was friends with the woman who wrote 50 Shades of Grey
Yeah.
through the Twilight forums.
And like, this wasn't that, also, if you think about it, this is 2008, and this is kind of before self-publishing was the huge
Yeah.
industry it is now. This is before like e-readers. This is like kind of like the beginning of Amazon
Yeah.
becoming a bookseller.
Like
So,
everybody puts out their fan fictions as Kindle books now.
yeah. And this, so her doing this kind of led to other people in the fandom doing the same thing. And this led to three e-publishing micro presses to spring up for the purpose of what they call pulling to publish fan works. And it was ran by people in the fandom. So it was like these people that were already in the Twilight fandom, seeing all the potential and real, and then making their own like publishing houses
Wow.
to make so much money off of work that they found for free. Like, basically, it
Wait,
was
so they were
already
just,
complete.
they were just, were they paying the authors or were they just stealing the
No,
fic?
they weren't stealing it, but they were
Oh,
like
okay.
making deals with the authors and taking a, you know, a
Well,
big portion of the cuts.
they were on their grind set. I wish I'd thought of it.
Yeah, so there's a big question of like, is this just like a win for fandom? Like, now it's like, you know, being in the mainstream, And I'd say no, because like the fanfic community just come kind of completely fell apart, and now nobody's posting fanfic anymore for Twilight because it's
Well,
just such a cash grab. And now, like, what basically happened with like this community is that as soon as a fic was like published and finished, it would immediately get taken off, and then it would be replaced by an Amazon link. And now
That does
everybody
suck.
didn't want to read anything because they didn't want it to just be taken off one day, and then they're left with an unfinished work that they now
Damn.
have to go buy. And the fandom kind of fell apart after that. And but it did kind of start an industry.
I will say though, if at 13 to 14 years old, you told me that my favorite Supernatural fanfics had been taken off AO3 and I now had to pay $2.99 for the e-reader, I would have paid. I would have paid. I
That's
wouldn't
why
have been mad.
they still make money. And
Yeah.
this, so I read a very long Tumblr post that had like literal graphs in it about like the coinciding of this whole thing happening with 50 Shades and the start of e-readers. So like
That's so crazy.
because 50 Shades was a BDSM fic, you didn't want anybody to know what you were reading. So that's why
Right.
it was really easy to just download it. And it was first an ebook, and then it was
Yeah.
later turned into paperbacks.
Yeah, and then people always made that joke of like you didn't want to see a woman on the bus reading 50 Shades. Like if you saw the cover and like people made that joke of like women in like their, mid 30s and later like reading 50 Shades on public transit, and everyone was like, nobody wants to see that. And it was like, that's why you buy a Kindle.
Yeah. It's like people are reading porn in public. It's like you just
Well,
have to
and
accept that that's happening.
I feel like thanks to like romance book talk, like that's the norm now, is like if I see a girl in her 20s or a femme presenting person in their 20s with an e-reader with like a couple stickers on the back, I'm like, you are reading the most filthy romance novel known to man. Like,
Yeah.
you are
And another thing I
reading
said.
Puck Bunny, and I don't want to know what's going on that e-reader at this moment.
And this also, so in that really long, like very research post, they also talk about the Amazon. There's like a they have a subscription service now for their ebooks where you can have like unlimited access
Yeah.
to all these ebooks. And there's so many being posted because they can just pull them. They don't need to do like any sourcing really. They just pull the most popular ones that show up first when they look up any fanfic. And then, like, there are new books from the same authors like every 30 days. And
That's
so they get
crazy.
so much money just because I'm pretty sure the way that this like Amazon subscription works is that they pay authors per page read instead of because there's no way to, track it per book.
Right.
So, yeah, it basically has turned into a whole industry now. All thanks to Stephenie Meyer, if you like, go all the way back.
But I do feel like I know that like the commodification of fandom, like in some ways it does suck because it makes like having an interest, like all of a sudden now it's like, why do I have to pay for fan work when like fan work is supposed to be like the joy of the fandom? But at the same time, like some of these fanfic authors are really fucking good
Yeah.
and do deserve to be making money off their
Yeah.
writing. And it's like I do feel like probably a lot of them are either like not knowledgeable enough about the like publishing system. The publishing system like sucks and it's very
Yeah.
elitist. And I think like being able to make money off your fanfic through Amazon, like by just changing the names or not, like kind of rocks for fanfic writers.
Yeah, I think the controversy with this one is how quickly she cut off everybody from the fandom and
Yeah.
didn't really like appreciate the ideas they gave her since she didn't really come up with any of them on her
Yeah.
own. And she also wasn't the most talented writer like in the fandom. She
Yeah.
just was able to market it.
Oh no, I've heard that the writing of 50 Shades is like horrid.
Yeah, I've heard it's pretty bad.
I just saw a couple months ago like headlines about a Harry Potter fan fiction that was like going viral on TikTok. That is a Dramini fic that is like longer than the actual series or some shit
I'm
like
not
that.
surprised.
Don't quote me on that, obviously. But I think it's being turned into some, it's either getting published or like being turned into a show or something like that, or like a series. I just remember seeing something about it. It's called Manacled. Obviously, it's like a horrible, you know,
Yeah, I've
BDSM like
heard
slave fic. Why
of
fucking wouldn't it be
it.
if it's Dramini?
Yeah, I know it's a
But
struggle.
I know I heard it's like insane. And this is so funny. I was talking about it with my boss, and she was like, "I'm not gonna read it." I was like, "Okay."
But it was an option.
Like it was on the table. But it's just like so many of these fanfics do go mainstream now. I saw a really interesting one just a few days ago about the debate between fanfic writers and Etsy bookbinders, people who
Oh, because they're
will,
like binding fanfic.
yeah, they let anybody like basically commission like a print book, and if a person requests a fan fiction, they print and bind it.
Yeah, that's like
That means that
illegal.
they're selling print copies of somebody else's work. And I think they try to like get around it by saying like, well, I'm just like, it's for one person, like I'm not selling it en masse. But like obviously, I don't know, I didn't read the article, I literally just looked at the headline because I'm American.
I've heard of it.
And but I have seen lots of people on TikTok do that, being like, binding my fanfic. It's one thing if you're doing it for yourself,
Yeah.
like,
It's just you can't make money off of it. Like that
right.
is like fan fiction is supposed to be like not under any copyright. Like it is free.
Well,
So
you know, all the fanfiction writers on Tumblr today put fucking copyright notices on their fanfic that are like, you cannot translate or reproduce this fanfiction
that's
under the
yeah.
blank law. And I'm like, you go.
Yeah, it's definitely a different culture now. Like
Yeah, it's a
fandom
very
is just
different
not what it's
environment.
used to be.
No, it kind of sucks. It has been really commodified. I think I'm taking back what I said, is that the commodification does suck, but I don't know. I want really good
It's a
fanfic writers.
complicated it's a complicated issue.
We will, you know, we should have another discussion about
Yeah.
the should fanfic cost money.
It is so like looking into like this whole controversy with 50 Shades, I found a lot about like the legal implications of fan fiction and what you can do with it. And it does seem very complicated and something that I can't like sum up inside of a
Yeah.
Twilight episode with how much we
No.
covered. So we can definitely do an episode on like what fan fiction actually means. And also like
Yeah.
this also includes like fan art. And like people make money off of fan art all the time. No,
Yeah, and
that's
like those
not.
characters are not your intellectual property.
No, they are not. So it's definitely a multifaceted discussion.
This was so fun. This was such a fun episode.
I'm so glad because I have so many notes.
I know you like
So
really put heart into this, and I do appreciate that.
the hardest part was getting through New Moon. Like it really
I
was.
do feel like at one point you were like, I'm gonna watch them all, and then you took like a several month
Yeah,
break, and then in the last week you watched like two or three of them.
that one put me in a slump because it
Think that
was
one did get the
bad.
lowest ratings, like out of all of
Yeah.
them.
Yeah. It was. I do think you should watch the first Twilight movie because it is iconic. Or at least watch the baseball scene and
Oh,
also
I have
watch the
seen
scene
the
of.
baseball scene.
Okay. Have you seen the scene of Edward gagging at the scent of
No,
Bella? Because that one
I've
you should
only heard
also
it
see.
told to me.
That one you should also see.
Okay,
Okay.
noted.
Thank you so much for listening. We are so excited to have you here and hope you tune in again next time. In the meantime, you can follow us on social media. Our Instagram is at xtumblrgirlspod. And we, of course, have a Tumblr. You can find us there at xpodcastgirls.tumblr.com. And we kindly ask that if you're enjoying the pod, to give us a rate or review on Spotify or Apple Podcasts. It helps us connect with the rest of the world's ex-Tumblr girls. Come join BRB Beth Mesty, and we will see you next time. Bye!
Bye.